First of all, it's a safety issue. There's a safety issue with ingress and egress of the property. She's going to have to work with the Department of Transportation because she's permitted for a residential driveway, and she has a lot of the public coming in and out, and so they just need to know that it's permitted properly from their standards. And also, there potentially can be a food handler's safety issues, so the right permits for people to do food handling. And then there's the whole issue of the building, the existing building. And we wouldn't make her bring the entire building up to current code, just the area that she's using that the public is, you know, interacting with. And then, because she's having other vendors come in, we would have to get a conditional use permit because this is a residential zone and, you know, commercial use is not allowed. But it potentially could be conditionally allowed if you do certain things, if you operate within certain hours, a limited amount of times per year when people know that you're there. So they'll be more aware on the highway when people are coming in and out because people have died on that highway. So we can't be too careful with that.